Silvertown tire performs on a wet road. It sweeps the water right and left, forces it out through the deep drainage groove, makes a dry track for the rubber to grip, gives you the quickest non-skid stops you've ever seen. And you get this life-saving skid protection plus Golden Ply blowout protection at no extra cost. So play safe. Equip your car with Goodrich Safety Silvertown. The shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard. The Shadow's true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, The Tomb of Terror.
And so, gentlemen, we are gathered here on the grounds of the City Museum to pay tribute to those who have successfully brought to this country the building that stands before you. The authentic tomb of the Egyptian pharaoh, King Khufratep. It is my pleasure to present to you now the man who is largely responsible for its discovery, transportation, and reassembly. The director of the expedition, Dr. Romney Hale.
Thank you. Thank you. Directors of the museum and fellow workers, I am very grateful. It has been through your cooperation that this work has been made possible. Although perhaps we owe a vote of thanks to good King Khufratep himself. In spite of the legendary curse that all who gaze upon King Khufratep's mummy shall die, the bulk of our job is finished. Now, before you are admitted for the inspection, will you excuse Mr. Avery, Mr. Johnson, and myself while we make a brief check of the interior of the tomb? Harry, Jack, will you come with me?
Surely, Doctor.
Oh, certainly, Doctor.
Well, gentlemen, how does the place look to you?
Why, Doctor, you've done an amazing job.
It looks exactly as it did when we first unearthed it in Egypt.
Thank you. Would you like to pay your respects to His Majesty?
Oh, indeed I would, Doctor.
Very well. Will you help me with the lid of the mummy case?
Oh, sure.
There you are. Khufratep the King, Lord of Egypt.
My magnificent face.
Yes. Wonderfully preserved.
We are defying the ancient curse by looking upon that face.
Oh, come, Dr. Hale. Surely you don't believe
those. Look. Look at the mummy's eyes.
Why, that's strange. They seem to glow.
Yes, I see it too. A sort of unearthly light.
What is this, Doctor? A trick?
No, gentlemen, I give you my word. I don't know what it could be.
The light's growing brighter.
I don't like this. It's uncanny.
Close that case.
Let's get out of here, Doctor.
I can't understand it. If we hadn't all seen it, I would... Oh,
Dr. Hale, what's the matter?
Take his arm, Jack. Let's get him outside.
Where are you? Oh, what's wrong? What's the matter with Dr. Hale?
I don't know. He suddenly collapsed. He was...
Jack, what's the matter with you? Someone get a doctor, quick. These two men are very ill. Harry, what happened in there?
Well, Mr. Rafferty, I was...
Harry!
Catch him, he's falling.
Harry, look. Here, man, tell me, what happened?
Mr. Rafferty, it was... The eyes.
Yes.
It's King Khufratep's curse.
Doctor, tell me, how are they?
All three of these men are dead.
Hold those fences.
What do you got, Chief?
A terrific yarn. Dr. Romney Hale, the archaeologist, and two of his assistants died mysteriously an hour ago in King Khufratep's tomb. Play up the curse angle and spread it for all it's worth.
Right, two, cream on his side.
Some of those donuts, too, please.
Oh, donuts? Lamont, you suppose we can dunk?
Well, certainly, Margot. Lunch wagon etiquette not only allows dunking, it encourages it.
There's your ferret, Chief. That'll be 26.
Here you are. Just keep the change.
Ah, right, thanks. Say, bud, is there anything new on them guys that kicked off over at that coffee, the kipper, you know, that Egyptian king?
No, nothing new.
Hey, how about my ham on rye?
Right with you.
Just what do you make of that tomb affair, Lamont?
Most amazing. The newspapers are playing up the superstition fallacy.
You don't think that all three deaths were due to coincidence?
Hardly that, but I certainly don't hold to the Khufratep curse theory.